Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Just like music.
Relax my mind so I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray,
just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there is not my concern. You wanna die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping a Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! Like
make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
Just like music. Because we ain't gonna get to that part. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Three Man Weave. Three Man Weave is brought to you by the good folks at Chairshot Radio Network in conjunction with
thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
And as my beautiful better half just alluded to, always use your head by supporting your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis with attitude, because you're smarter than the average fan because you use your heads, right? Get it? Get it? See where I'm going there? See what I'm doing? Yeah, get it? Get it? Anywho, make sure y'all go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up an official Chairshot t-shirt. You are going to find something that you absolutely adore. I guarantee you. And I speak from a place of experience. If you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and you are out and about amongst the minions, amongst the people, chilling and grilling, hanging and banging, macking and hanging, whatever it is that you do, if you wear one of those t-shirts from prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, once people see you out and about in one of those beautiful, glorious t-shirts from prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, you are going to get over like Rover with a four-leaf clover. I guarantee it. I've seen it personally in my life. It happens. Plus, they're just really cool t-shirts. Not only are you supporting the movement for your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis, you're going to be looking fly. So make sure y'all go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please, thechairshot.com. Remember, we're not just a website. We're a movement. I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt. As always, I'm joined by the commissioner, Mr. PC Tunney, and the illustrious Reverend, or should I say, Mr. Raymond Cashington, Esquire.
Don't forget the J. Like Lil Wayne said, don't forget the baby. Don't forget the J.
What is September douchebag month or what?
Okay, pizza funny.
Hey, whatever. I just asked a question.
Out of the three of us, Tony, frankly, you're the most obvious candidate for douchebag. I'm just saying.
I'm not arguing. Well, I'm just asking about the name. Where'd the name come from?
Well, look. So let me explain something to you, my good friend. You know, there's a thing about names that you have shortened versions of names and the full versions of names. For example, PC stands for peen catcher, right? So, but you don't want to tell everybody it says peen catcher all the time. Henceforth, PC
doesn't really stand
Ray
for
is short for Raymond.
Okay, yeah. And what about Cash, the J?
For Cashington.
Why don't we get the full J out there? Is it just a J? Is the J just dropped in there? Like, hey, here's a pull-up J. I mean, what's going on with the J? Is there more to the J? Because if there is...
I'll just tell you this. I ain't made enough money yet to tell the world what the J means. There's a cap.
Is there a Raymond?
I gotta hit.
Yeah,
to tell the world.
Now out there, is there a Raymond K. Cashington Esquire?
Asking too many questions, my brother. Asking too many questions.
Okay,
hey, give it time.
Just trying to learn.
This man is on a podcast with a gentleman named Christopher, trying to explain how names can be shortened. Okay,
oh, not cool. To you. That's to Mr. Tunney. That's to Mr. Tunney, you know, well, because I feel like I'm sure he forgets the PC.
Okay, listen, for something. I feel like I've learned so little here, so let's move on.
That's what I'm here for.
It stands for probably conference finals. Maybe. I don't know.
I appreciate your journalism, but don't build his head up because he's already living up too tight. Don't build his head up no more.
Hey, I mean, Brewers are 30 games over 500, so you never know. We might be looking at another one.
See what you started? You'll see what you started? Because the Brewers are good and the Packers might be good. And if this man pulls the Tiger Slam in sports, I don't think there'll be a three-man weave going further.
No, I'm done. Yeah. I officially announce my resignation.
That'd be something. If Wisconsin owned the big three in professional sports championships, that would be very interesting.
Hey, just Wisconsin, homie. You were a Lightning fan. So for you, it'd be 4 out of 4.
Oh.
Whoa. Could Tunney possibly hit for the cycle?
Cycle, Tiger Slam, either one of them. But I love you, but I'm hoping that you don't.
And I haven't really done anything, you know, that of consequence, like, to help out at all. Well, I maybe have done my job in preparing Giannis and Chris Middleton to the championship, you know? If you think about it. We don't have to go there today, though. We don't have to go there today. I've moved on.
Don't worry. The Brewers ain't winning shit. Wow. So don't worry about that.
Okay. This is a big talk from an Indians fan over here. Oh, sorry. Guardians. Guardians, it got worse. Like, it fucking got worse. Hey, that's how you know you're in Cleveland. It didn't get better. It got worse. That's a true fucking story, folks. You're listening to Three Man Weave on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com, where we encourage you to stay the hell out of Cleveland and always use your head. We'll be right back. Sorry, Chris, I love you.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
We're all ready for this. Ladies and gentlemen, week one of the NFL season is upon us. It is NFL's Eve as the gentlemen are draping themselves in their team banners. I have to go over to my wall here, unhook each side of back-to-back heading to the conference championship. This year, maybe we actually get to the Super Bowl, but nonetheless... We're all here, the Packer fan, the Ravens fan, the Browns fan, and of course, the best fans of all, a Packer fan. Gentlemen, yeah, you can shake your head. That's fine. I know you're in your Ravens, Ray, but how excited?
No, but
all around the horn, how excited are you for this fucking season to get going here? I think it's going to be one of their best.
I mean, personally, I'm waiting for the cross season, but, you know, to each their own.
Gentlemen,
I can't believe y'all took that seriously. Like there was silence. Like, is he serious?
I gotta be honest though, this is the most excited I've been about a football season literally in over 25 years. The last time I was this excited about a football season was 1995. And there's a lot of parallels between 94 and going into this season. Back in 94, the Browns beat the Cowboys in Dallas, won a playoff game against a legendary coach, and they seem to be primed and ready to take it to the next level. The big free agent signing that offseason was Andre Rison. Y'all remember when we thought Andre Rison was good because he was playing in that run and shoot offense and caught like 386 balls every year because of the run and shoot? Like, yeah, we were really excited.
Don't be mad at Andre Rison. He left you and, well, he came here and won a Super Bowl, so I guess he was pretty good.
Okay, cool. Whatever. But just real quick, though, going back to what I was saying. So the Browns started that season 3-1, and everybody thinks it's all good. And then all of a sudden, I think they won one, maybe two more games that whole season, and then Ray stole my team. But whatever, whatever. That's all history. That's ancient history. It's in the past. I'm excited.
In the middle of the night, there goes your football team. Driving the Mayflower trucks down Route 18.
All I'm saying is, if you get robbed of your team, I think it's fair to rob somebody else. Turnabout is fair play. Let's think.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, that nice guy facade that Mr. Raymond Esquire Kaz Jintin tries to put up, you just heard. He's an asshole, just like Tunny, just like myself. He, too, is an asshole, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let that facade fool you.
I'm absolutely an asshole to Clevelanders. Absolutely. 100%.
Don't let that he/him Banneker in his Twitter fool you, okay? Right. This Mellon Farmer's an asshole just like the rest of us.
Here's what we're going to do. I
know my pronouns.
Here's
I'm
what we're going
to
do.
I'm trying to be better.
Goddamn pronouns, pal.
We're going to save this pissing match for last, okay? We're going to start in the NFC. We'll finish in the AFC North. So let's get to it. Let's start in the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys, they were on Hard Knocks this year. I actually just watched the last episode of Hard Knocks before we came on to record here. But who do you see winning that NFC East? Washington, obviously, is one of the favorites, along with Dallas. Can Danny Dimes make a step forward in New York? And how well is Jalen Hurts going to play in Philadelphia, gentlemen?
You know, it's funny. I got to kind of readjust how I was going to approach this because I was going to hit you all with like four or five teams. Because, you know, inevitably every football season, there's a team that comes out of nowhere and makes a splash and does well. But we're doing it different. So I had Dallas on that short list. Now, the Washington football team, that defense is stacked, and it's going to be dope. And I fox with Riverboat Ron. Is Heinicke the starter right now, or did they bring somebody else in?
It's Magic.
Magic? Oh, Fitzmagic. Oh, so they're going to start off like 5-1, and then it's going to fall off the rails. That's how that works with Fitzmagic, right? I think Dallas can do it. I mean, if Dak can come back semi-healthy, if my man Ezekiel can bounce back from his COVID season, they're stacked on offense. I've heard a lot of good things about CD Lamb or CC Lamb, whatever the hell his name is, the receiver that they drafted. I've heard a lot of good things about him. I think this is going to be one of those teams. They're going to mess around and score 30-40 a game. Now, can they stop anybody? That remains to be seen, to be determined. But I'm looking at Dallas. I'm looking at Philly because I like Jalen Hurts, but I don't know. But all in all, I think Dallas is going to win this one. I don't think this division necessarily gets any better, but I'm going to go Cowboys here.
So I am a big fan of Danny Dimes. I think Danny Dimes has a big season ahead of him. His only issue has been his fumble problems, but they're often because they don't have a line. Their line consists of us three and like two homies we found on the street. So like they get anything from that line, they can do some things. I love Jalen Hurts. I love the kid, but they don't love him because they just traded for Gardner Minshew, who can actually start. He's not a great player, but he's a fringe starter. And they already got Joe MVP. You spell elite with J-O-E-F-L-A-C-C-O. So like I don't know how much they believe at Super Bowl. I don't know how much they believe in my boy Jalen Hurts. But ultimately, it comes down to Dallas and Washington like it historically has. Dallas got the offense. Washington got the defense. When it comes down to it, I trust Washington's offense way more, whether you got Heinicke or Fitzmagic, over anything Dallas puts on defense. I think Washington is going to be the surprise of the league and wins 12 games. I think they got a real legit conference finals possible run in them. And even with Fitzmagic, because in run, I trust. That dude has shown me that if he gets his way and he can coach the way he wants to coach, that boy can make magic happen. I got the Washington football team, soon to be the Red Hogs or the Red Wolves or the Red Balls or whatever they're going to be next year, winning the East.
No, I feel you on that, man. Like, I trust Riverboat Ron more than any other coach in that division. But why do white guys get all the cool nicknames? Like, Danny Dimes, that's a cool-ass nickname. Or fucking Jack Swagger in wrestling. Like, that's the coolest wrestling name ever. And they gave it to a melon farmer that has absolutely, positively no swagger whatsoever.
Because we got names like CD. Carry on.
I don't know. I don't know who to pick here in this division. Like, I'd like to think that Dallas's defense is going to be at least top 20 in the league, and if their offense is anywhere near what it's supposed to be, they shouldn't have a problem winning 10 out of 17 games. At the same time, you look at what Washington did last year with horrible quarterback play, and could Ryan Fitzpatrick turn that around? I'm gonna pick Philly. I think Jalen Hurts is gonna tune in. I know that they got the rookie Devonta Smith and Jalen Reagor are looking really good. If Zach Ertz can get out there and make some catches, him and Dallas Goedert, that's a very formidable offense, because Miles Sanders is a very good running back. So I think Philly has the best defense. So I'm going to go with the Eagles. Maybe not the best defense, because I like Washington as well, but I'm still going with the Eagles here.
I'd love to see it. I mean, Jalen Hurts is a guy I think we all want to root for. So I'll be fine with it.
All right. We're off to a great start, because literally all three of us picked a different team. So that's good. Somebody should be writing this down to see how wrong all of us are.
I got you. I got you.
Ray,
I'll be the stat guy. Is that what they used to call reality? I'll be stat boy.
All right, stat boy.
I guess I can't call you paper bitch on the other guy's side of the game. I don't know if y'all remember that movie.
I don't remember that. And you know what? It's good podcasting. I won't take offense.
Amber will pop on that. She'll pop on that. So thank you, Ray.
Let's change it up then and go to the NFC North, where I imagine our picks for the division winner will all be the same. I don't see the Packers not winning this division. I think the Packers are probably going to win 12 to 14 games this year. While the Bears will be better once Justin Fields takes control of this team, I don't think that's this year. The Lions have done nothing besides Dan Campbell's press conference, which we're not going to play today. Well, maybe later, but you know,
why?
And that's because we got a lot to get to today. Okay. Kneecaps and fall down and bite kneecaps. That's what it's about. And the Vikings, they still have Kirk Cousins, right? So that defense isn't anywhere where it used to be. So I'm going with the Green Bay Packers. No surprise there, gentlemen.
You know what? I wanted so badly to pick the Vikings. Again, there's always a team that comes out of nowhere, and I wanted to pick them, but their schedule is just so goddamn brutal. Like, number one, they're playing the AFC North, which they had three playoff teams last year. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they're also playing the NFC South. That's the one with Tampa Bay and New Orleans. And that it's that one, right?
Yes. No, the West.
No, they're the West with the Rams and Seattle and stuff like in Arizona. Yeah, they're the West. Like, their schedule is brutal, man. I don't see it happening. You know what's weird, though, Tony? Let me ask you about this, man, because according to Vegas, the over-under for the Packers is either, what, 9 or 10 games this season that they win? That kind of gave me pause for the cause, man, because number one, what do they know? Do they know something that we don't know?
No, they're always low. Look at, like, I think Tampa's like only 11 or something like that, the favorite. Like, the most they put up is not that high. I don't think anyone's over like 11 or 11 and a half.
Yeah, also, but that's a whole two ass games though, man.
And I wonder when that spread was made, because remember, that your boy did come back late in the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did I ever panic? I mean, I'm pretty sure I got told you guys he wasn't going anywhere. So
you hit us with that old relax damn thing that apparently is notorious up there in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well,
you got the pack,
Ray? You agree with us?
Yeah, I got the pack, man. I mean, Detroit is a dumpster fire. Chicago, I think Nagy is the first on the chopping block. I wanted to pick Minnesota, but that schedule they got is brutal. So yeah, I got to go Green Bay here, man.
Next year, Chicago got a real shot because they just a quarterback away, and if Justin Fields gets some experience under his belt, they could be dangerous. But right now, it's got to be Green Bay. I hope Wisconsin. Minnesota. Scratch that past 30 seconds. I hope Minnesota does well, because I got Thielen, Cook, and Kirk Cousins in a bunch of my fantasy leagues, so I need them to do well. But you're right. They're half a team, and they got a tough schedule. Yeah, this is a FU. This is one of those classic FU seasons by your boy Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah.
Kirk going to mess around and miss some time this year, and I'm not going to get into why. I just believe he's going to end up missing some time this year.
You think
you don't have to get into
it. You think he's going
to
get the COVID, huh? He's going to get the COVID?
That's not what I said. Actually, I didn't say anything. I just wouldn't be surprised if he ended up missing some time this season.
You wouldn't be surprised if he got the COVID.
I wouldn't be surprised if he missed some time this season.
Because of the COVID. So let's move on. Let's move on to the NFC South. NFC South this year. Boy, oh boy, you'd have a hard time to not pick the Buccaneers. I mean, there are questions surrounding – that's okay, Platt. There are questions surrounding Jameis Winston. I don't know. I think he's going to do fairly well. We'll see
questions?
What happens. You're going to get your chance to love Jameis Winston in about 30 seconds, so just slow your roll for a minute or 45 seconds, somewhere between 30, you know, whatever. Actually, I'll probably let Ray go first. You can simmer for a little bit. Sam Darnold in Carolina. Christian McCaffrey coming back. I don't know what to expect from the Falcons, Ray, except for Matt Ryan could be his last year, and Calvin Ridley might be one of the best receivers in all of the NFL. I got to go Buccaneers, Ray.
Yeah, man. The Buccaneers are the best team in football right now, as constituted. Week one can change things, because you know things change every week. But right now, they brought back every single player from a championship team. You kind of got to give them the benefit of the doubt right now. And they added a piece or two. I think it'll be a competitive division. I don't think there's going to be any doormats in this division. Even Carolina is good. I think Sam Darnold shows the world that he's a starter. He's not a superstar, but he's a starter.
He's got solid targets. You figure Christian McCaffrey is a security blanket out of the backfield. And then you have DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, who are proven, you know, pass catchers.
And him and Robbie Anderson got legit chemistry from when Robbie Anderson was a Jet. So, yeah, absolutely. But if Carolina's the fourth worst, if they're the fourth team in that division, that's a good division.
Well, I'd put them against – ahead of – would you put them ahead of Atlanta? I would.
I would put Atlanta ahead of them, because you know Atlanta's going to score 30 points a game.
Christopher.
So, like, yeah.
I think Atlanta, we talked about it. Like, my super sleeper, we'll get to that momentarily, but I think Atlanta is one of those teams that qualifies for a team that didn't do squat last year and then comes out of nowhere. They've got a new coach, a new energy. Their schedule, they play the NFC East, and then they play the AFC East, I believe, as well, which I think that's going to be tough, but I could see them making some noise this season. I don't know why. I just do. Jameis, my man. I think that New Orleans is going to be a lot better than a lot of people think they will be. Number one, Jameis adds a element to their offense that they haven't had in about 5 years. It's no more that Dinkin' Dunkin' Donut shit that Drew Brees was doing the past 5-6 years. They're going to air it out a little bit. They do have some weapons. He's going to get to throw the ball down the field. I'd be surprised if New Orleans didn't make the playoffs. Like, seriously, I think they're going to be really good this year. You still got, what's the fake slash dude? What's his name? Taysom Hill. He's going to be doing fake slash things, and they're going to be creative in offense. Plus, in Sean Payton, we trust. So I think New Orleans is going to be just fine.
By the way, honestly, Michael Thomas is out for at least 6 games. At least. That's a big loss.
Big loss. Like, they're going to spend this – they're probably going to spend the first half of this season trying to get acclimated to the new system and trying to kind of put everything together. But they'll be there at the end. But, yeah, how can you go against Tampa at this point? I mean – we all know eventually this Tampa thing, Tom Brady, it's going to end, and history tells us it doesn't end well. But, number one, they brought everybody back. Not only did they bring everybody back, they actually bolstered that defensive line. So there's the possibility that they can be even better than they were last year because they spent the first half of last season trying to work out the kinks and develop their chemistry and get everything together. And then by the end, they were a well-oiled machine. Well, now it's season two of that. So, yeah, they actually have the opportunity to be better. I know, you know, it's kind of cliche to pick the Super Bowl champion to go back, but, you know, you look in the landscape in the NFC, man, I don't see anybody that's jumping out that's making me moist that makes me think that Tampa can't run this back. So yeah, I gotta go Tampa Bay in this division, which probably means this is the year they fall off the cliff because that's how me and predictions work, you know.
All right, we all got Tampa Bay there. Let's move over to the NFC. Go ahead.
The Saints making the playoffs though. The Saints are making the playoffs.
All right. Well, we'll see. I don't think so. NFC West. Man, this is a tough one. I feel bad for the Cardinals and Kyler Murray, who just wants to get better, but I can't pick them but anywhere but last in the division. And to choose a winner between, I don't know. I think Seattle finds their way into second in this division, and either the Niners or the Rams fizzle out, but one of those two teams, I don't think Seattle's winning it. I really want to pick, I'm going to pick the 49ers to win the division here. I don't think the Rams are going to be as good as you think they're going to be just because they have Matthew Stafford now. But we'll see. I mean, you could easily see both wild cards coming out of this division.
And I think the exact opposite, man.
They're seven now, right? I'm sorry, they're seven. So maybe I do like the Saints in the playoffs then.
I really like the Rams in this division. They've got talent. They've got hella talent. They've got a plethora, if you will, of talent on both sides of the ball. If they can keep Matthew Stafford upright and healthy, I mean, hell, the only time in his career that he had a top 10 defense, the Lions won that division and they made the playoffs. This is clearly a top 10 defense, and he's got offensive weapons to work with. If they can keep him upright and healthy, which I know historically that might be a bit of a stretch. It is what it is, but I just really like that Rams team. I think Seattle's going to be there as long as they got Russell Wilson, plus they've got a nice receiving core. I don't know what they've done in the offseason for their offensive line. Seattle is going to be there, but They're going to go as far as Russell takes them. So it'll probably be just like every other Seattle year. They'll start out hot. Everybody will talk about how Russell Wilson is the MVP. And then about by week 10, 11 or 12, they kind of hit that wall. And, you know, they'll level back to what they really are. San Fran is the most interesting to me. Like, Jimmy G obviously has a ceiling. Is Kyle Shanahan going to have the testicular fortitude to go with the
kid?
That
means balls, y'all. That means the balls.
To go with the kid. Because we'll see what happens there. And Arizona, God bless you, Kyler Murray. Y'all need to get rid of Kingsbury. I know he's handsome. I know he's charming. But he doesn't know what he's doing. I go Rams here.
If Tony is the plant whisperer, then I'm the plant translator. Yeah, testicular fortitude means balls, for those of you keeping score at home. I am with my brother, Platt. I am a huge believer in the Rams. In fact, they may be right now my favorite to go to the Super Bowl. I think the Rams are clearly the best team right now is Tampa Bay. And I'm not going to disrespect them by saying anything otherwise. But I think by the time we get to week 17, week 18, the Rams are going to be fantastic. Their only issue was that Cam Akers tore his ACL or tore his Achilles, and they went and got Sony Michel. It's like, so it's like there's no fault on this squad, zero. And Matthew Stafford been waiting for a chance to show, I'm really a good quarterback. So they're number one team. If Trey Lance plays this year, the Niners should be getting the one of the top four picks in the draft. That's not because Trey Lance is bad. Trey Lance will be fantastic. He shouldn't be touching a field for 2 years. He's not ready. He has so much talent, but he is not ready for the pro game. And Jimmy G is a good quarterback. He's Alex Smith. You can win with that team. Open secret that if you really, really watching the tape, nobody will say out loud because they love him, but everybody understands. Russell Wilson is on a decline, y'all. He's great, and he's always going to be great. But go back and watch his last season and all the big moments. It's a lot of interceptions, a lot of missed throws. He's going to be good, and Seattle's going to be good. But I think gone, unless they surround him with more talent, meaning a line, he's going to be a middle-of-the-road team because he can't put him on his back no more. And keep it a buck, he's not hungry. He got the girl. He got the baby. He got the check. He's not hungry no more. And again, there's no qualms with that.
And the chip.
Well,
and the chip.
I'll just say this. He threw for 4,200 yards, 40 touchdowns with only 13 interceptions. He also ran for 500 yards and rushed for 2 touchdowns. So if that's the decline, I'll take it.
I mean,
you're talking about total numbers. I'm talking, go back, go look in his big moments is what I mean. He's going to put up numbers.
Well, that's
why Ryan puts up numbers. I'm sorry.
Well, that's why he was trying. No, you good, brother. I cut you off. But that's why he's been trying to get out of Seattle, man, because he's been running for his goddamn life for the past 6-7 years because they've done nothing to shore up that offensive line. I mean, they've got weapons like DJ Metcalf. He's a star in the making. Like, they have weapons, but
Tyler Lockett catch everything. Got 120 catches in him if you get it to him.
He got the weapons, but yeah, he's going to be running for his life this whole season again.
And more important, I'm not one of those people that, you know, your size matters and stuff like that for quarterbacks. If you're good, you're good. But because he is 5'10", it matters that much more for him to have a concrete line. Because these bigger guys can take a lot of the punishment. Look at Roethlisberger, who gets blasted 25 times a game, 100 times a season, but stands in the pocket, still lets it launch. Russell's not built like these dudes. Right? Notoriously, we always talk about how great Michael Vick was, but you hit him once and he's gone for 3 games.
Well,
Russ is tough.
He does a good job of evading and rolling with the pocket. You know, he does a good job of scrambling. So I understand what you're saying.
He does, but that leads to those missed throws. Yeah.
Well, he does make a lot of nice plays outside of the pocket as well. So
he does. He's fantastic. Yeah.
We'll see. It's a tough division. Let's recap it here. So, Ray, you have the Rams, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So do you, Chris?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
And I have the Niners. We all have the Bucks. We all have the Packers. And then Platt with the Cowboys. Ray with the Redskins, or Washington football team. Sorry, I said Indians and Redskins today.
You're canceled.
I apologize to the Native American culture.
Next week, everybody, there'll be another white person to take BC Tony's place.
This is a seminal moment for me. And I also have... I'm on a roll today. And I have the Eagles as I'm flying high right now. You're listening to Three Man Weave, part of Chairshot Radio Network on thechairshot.com, where we have sports entertainment and sports entertainment AFC side when we come back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Three Man Weave on a Wednesday evening. You know you can always get your fix of Three Man Weave, well, on Wednesday evenings, but we're moving. We're moving to Thursday mornings. So we will be every Thursday morning, 4 a.m. Eastern time. So when you get up Thursday morning, you'll have a fresh episode of Three Man Weave, just like PC Tunney has a fresh beer in his hand right now. All right, Ray, we're moving over. We're doing the AFC side.
Yes.
I can't go in the same order of divisions here, so I'll start with the East. We'll skip the North, then we'll do Southwest. We'll come back. We'll leave the AFC North to last, so you two can and have a couple minutes to yourselves. AFC East, very interesting here. A lot of people will say it's a two-team race. Who knows what's going on? The Dolphins don't seem convinced in Tua, as I heard trade rumors of him possibly to Houston.
Crazy,
but nonetheless, the Patriots believe in Mac Jones. The Jets seem like they have a better coach and system in place. Well, it couldn't got worse, right? I don't see the Jets.
I'm a Browns fan. Don't tell me it can't get worse.
I don't see the Jets winning the division this year. I don't see the Dolphins winning the division this year. I don't see the Patriots dethroning the Bills from winning the division this year. And folks, don't be surprised, because nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. And could they possibly be one half of PC Tunney's Super Bowl picks? We'll have to find out, but I tell you what, right now, they are winning the AFC division. Ray, Mund, Jay, Cashington, Esquire.
Thank you, sir.
Douchebag.
Thank you for saying it correctly. Well done.
Did you just see that movie? Is that what it is?
Which one?
The one with Denzel. I can't remember the name of it, but
Roman J. Israel?
Yes, yes.
No, by the way, underrated Denzel role. The movie's trash, but the role's pretty good.
But he was good. He's absolutely fantastic, but it fell off the rails about halfway through.
Really fast. Really fast. I'm glad somebody else understood that.
Yes, I feel you.
I also have heard said rumor, Mr. Tiny, that nobody circles the wagons like said Buffalo Bills. I've heard this also. I'll tell you this. This is a big season for Buffalo because their history is so up and down. Four straight Super Bowls, no wins, then you're trash for 20 years. They have a couple good years and Stevie Johnson misses a wide open catch and blames God, and then they're trash again for three more years, you know, and so on and so forth. But Josh Allen could be the MVP of this league. Could be. He's in the small list of MVP candidates starting the season, right?
If it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers last year, I think Josh Allen should have been your MVP last year.
It'd been close. It was very close. Also, there are only probably two or three teams most people can really believe with their eyes right now that can stand up to Kansas City, take them one-on-one, and the Bills are probably number one in everybody's mind on that list. They have to be good. They have to continue to be good. And they have every single reason to be good. I got the Bills winning the division, but do not count out that old curmudgeon-ass dude with the cut-up-ass hoodie. Because the Patriots don't stay bad for long. And they have variant Tom Brady in Mac Jones. They got $175 million worth of great extra people. And most importantly, because we, you know, last year was a great year, had a lot of ups and downs, but all in all, it was a great year, but it was COVID central, right? They got their real defense back. They ain't playing COVID defense. They got their real defense back. Patriots going to be good. Patriots going to be real good. I mean, like, we might be talking about, like, one game underneath the Bills. But the Bills are the class of the division and maybe the class of the AFC. I got the Bills.
Before you go, Platt, I just want to agree with Ray on something. The Patriots getting the defense back, I assimilate that to why I picked San Francisco, because San Francisco's got the same thing going on where, you know, you missed that actual defense from both of those teams last year, Chris.
I agree with everything that you all said, man. Like, I agree that the Patriots are going to have a bounce back year. Excuse me. Because, I mean, Belichick saw he got the worst end of the breakup last year, and he saw Tom Brady with his new woman out there shining. So Belichick got back in the lab. He got back in the gym. He done switched up his hairstyle. He kicked that guy out that wasn't providing nothing, wasn't bringing nothing in. He kicked him out the house, i.e. Cam Newton. No disrespect, Cam. You know I love you, but it just goes well with the metaphor. What I'm trying to say here.
Got a new condo. You
know, he got a new condo. He finally started that business that he had been talking about for years. Like, yeah, he glowing up right now. So, yeah, the Patriots is going to be tough. This division is probably, it's probably the hardest for me to pick, because I don't think that there's going to be three teams that come out of this division, but maybe there is. I'm not done with Tua, y'all. I have not given up my Tua stock. I think that I know a lot of the pundits and the media and stuff like that, they're shitting on him. And I know there's been rumors and talks that they're willing to trade for Deshaun Watson, which, why wouldn't you? He's one of the top five quarterbacks in all of the NFL. But I'm not ready to give up on Tua. You got to remember, he came back last year from a catastrophic injury. Probably came back a little too soon. But now he's back. I believe in Flores as a coach. They play very hard for him. They damn near made the playoffs last year. I think that's part of the reason why people are discounting Miami, because that 56-26 game when they could have possibly made the playoffs versus Buffalo the last game of the season, it's leaving a bad taste in everybody's mouth, and I get that. But they've got a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. I believe in Tua, and they play hard for Flores. Like, I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater, man. I still believe in Tua. I think that they're going to be there at the end. Will they make the playoffs? I don't know. But I think at the end of the season, they'll have a winning record. Buffalo is clearly the class of this division. And they're on the short list of about probably, what, 6 to 7 teams that have a legitimate shot to make the Super Bowl. I'm not the biggest Josh Allen fan, but DeMelo Farmer balled out last year. They've got a lot of talent. They also have a great coach. And they were so close. They got a little taste last year. So maybe they want to get another taste. So, yeah, Buffalo wins this division. I can't say that three teams are going to make the playoffs from here, but I really like Miami, and I really like New England. So you do with that what you will.
Let's move to the AFC South. Go ahead, Ray. Did you have one thing to add there?
I was going to say, you may still have stock into it, but Brian Flores is trying to get rid of that shit like it's crypto.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. AFC South, I think this is pretty cut and dry. No one has the Texans doing much of anything this year. Not really much to talk about there until something happens with Deshaun Watson. I don't think a lot of people have high hopes for Urban Meyer in the NFL, although I think we'll be paying attention to see how well Trevor Lawrence does in Jacksonville. The Colts are a team that can make the playoffs. They have a lot of talent, but the question mark is on Carson Wentz. We all know Tennessee's winning this division. Tennessee is the biggest odds favorite to win their division out of any team in any single division winner this year in Vegas. I mean, they only got better. If they can do something with their defense to get a little bit better, Ray, I think you could see them be Super Bowl contenders as well. But Tennessee easily wins the South, probably by a few games.
I don't know, man. That team down there in Jacksonville, man, those new receivers,
oh,
Nick and
goodness.
Matt
you gotta be
Jackson
me.
And, you
oh.
know, that
oh,
running back,
okay.
John Moxley.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, boy. You know what I mean?
Defensive like, end, powerhouse Hobbs, you know what
you
I mean?
You know what I'm like, talking about? you get what I'm going at. No, Jacksonville's going to be competitive, but they're going to be trash. But that's the kind of the process for rebuilding, right? Tennessee's going to be really good. Going to be really good. I think the Colts are going to win this division. And I know it's crazy. I know it's insane. I know it is. But I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all that I got stock in Carson Wentz, because I don't. But all of us would be big, fat liars and ignorant people if we looked at him and said, he's not a good quarterback. Is he a superstar? No. But he's a good quarterback. And they have a really good team. All they were missing was a steady quarterback. They brought out from Marvel came out and they had the zombies episode. Well, one of the zombies was Philip Rivers last year, and they still made the playoffs. So now they got an actual decent quarterback. And they got, I know Tennessee's good. They got the best defense in the division. The Colts defense is stacked. I got the Colts in a shocker. Now, that doesn't mean Tennessee's not making the playoffs. That doesn't mean Tennessee's not winning 10-plus games. But I got the Colts surprising y'all. We've mentioned on all these divisions, great coach. They play hard for this coach. Frank Wright is a great coach, and they play for him. So, surprise of the night, I got the Colts.
Can you imagine being a Colts fan? Because they literally have the talent on both sides of the ball to be Super Bowl contenders. And then the front office and the coaching staff, they say, you know what we're missing?
Carson Wentz.
He's going to put us over the top. And this but this is the thing that, you know, Tunny and I started yelling at Tunny about on last week's episode. These coaches have egos just like the players. So Frank Reich, who is a good coach, former quarterback, he's saying to himself, once I get him in my system, I can fix him. I don't think he could be fixed. I don't think he could be fixed. Yeah, I got Tennessee here, even though I don't think Tennessee is going to be that good either, because it's Ryan Tannehill, and eventually the Blooms got to fall off that rose. Plus, they depend so much on my man. What's the running back's name?
King Henry.
Jonathan Taylor.
Thank y'all. And, you know, running backs have a short shelf life, especially in Tennessee, because they just run them into the ground, and eventually it's going to turn – the rose is going to turn brown eventually. So I take Tennessee here, but I don't have high hopes for that division.
And look, let me say this real quick. I know we got to move on. If you're looking with your eyes, I'm a tangible human being, right? I believe in what I can see.
Here we go.
Every metric tells you Ryan Tannehill is good. Every measure tells you Ryan Tannehill is good.
Oh, I've argued with Chris. Ray, stop. We got to move on, because Chris and I have argued about Ryan Tannehill's top 10 quarterback over the last three seasons. Let's move on. AFC West.
Right. Don't know where I was going, but yes, sir. All right, Captain.
Where were you going?
To the AFC West, apparently.
No, I won't say nothing, man. I'll mute my mic. Say what you got to say. I was just going to say I
trust Carson Wentz more than Tannehill, but we can move on.
All right, you said it.
That's fair. It's kind of like, you know.
I don't. You trust Carson Wentz, who hasn't played a full season in what, how long? And he's just coming off a broken bone in his foot? Come on now.
It doesn't make any sense. I completely acknowledge that.
All right, then
I just don't trust him.
It doesn't make sense, so there's no reason to argue with him.
No, I'm not arguing. This is a very tasteless joke I'm going to make.
Oh,
I got to make it because it's funny. It's sure. Like, who do you trust more with your white woman? Bill Cosby or O.J. Simpson? That's the NFC or the AFC Central.
The thoughts and opinions of Christopher. No, I'm playing. Boy, go ahead, Teddy.
That's tough. A quick death or years of being haunted by a very weird Jell-O pop. AFC West.
O.J. didn't do it, though. O.J. didn't do it, but we moving on.
Yeah, okay. AFC West. And Patrick Mahomes isn't the best quarterback in the NFL. AFC West, Kansas City. We all have the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to tell everybody, man, the Chargers got to make the playoffs, don't they? I mean.
Oh, my God, Tony, you just stepped on what I was going to say. But go ahead, because we on the same boat. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Fire it away.
No, go ahead and say it, man. We literally say the same thing.
I just, I think Justin Herbert's excellent. I think Austin Eckler's back in the right frame of mind. They brought in offensive line help. They have talent on defense. They're getting back. They're all pro safety, I believe, who missed all of last year as well. I know
Derwin
James, yeah. Yeah, Derwin James. I wish Anthony Lynn was still there because I thought he was a really good football coach, but they got someone else in there. I like the Chargers to make the playoffs winning 11 or 12 games. Kansas City's probably winning 14 or 15. Denver is going to be better than Oakland or at Las Vegas, and John Gruden will be doing football broadcasts, play-by commentary next year because he's done in Las Vegas.
No, I absolutely love the Chargers. Like, that's my team. When we talk about, like I talked about earlier, teams that come out of nowhere and make a splash, I'm all in on Los Angeles this year.
Yeah, 100 miles between them, the same shit.
Okay, cool. But yeah, I love the quarterback. They're super talented, and they lost a lot of games last year on some fuck shit. So if they can clean that up, yeah, I'm kind of with Tony on here. Obviously, this is Kansas City's division to lose. I'm a little more bullish on Oakland. God damn it. The Raiders. If Mariota takes the reins there,
Mariota?
I think they have an opportunity to make some noise here because, you know, you know, Gruden love. Now I'm just going to call him Marcus Mariota from now on, just since y'all want to be assholes. But
Marcus
John Gruden
Marriott
has been on whatever. But John Gruden has been on the Marcus Mariota bandwagon
ever since he stayed at Howard Johnson. I stayed at Howard Johnson's house one time. He was a Met, right? Remember that? I didn't really stay at his house.
Yeah, that's great. But John Gruden has been on Marcus Mariota ever since he did that show on ESPN where he would sit down with the quarterbacks and break down game film. Like, he loves him some Marcus. I'm going to just say Marcus so Tutty shut the hell up. If they put him in there, I think they got a chance to make some noise. I really do. Will they make the playoffs? Probably not, but I can see them making a little bit of noise. But yeah, Kansas City's going to win this. You know, I like San Diego. LA, the Chargers. But I will say this. Tampa Bay gave us the blueprint on how you beat Kansas City last year. And don't think every other team in the league wasn't watching. You get you a stacked front four and some guys that you can rotate in and out to get pressure. That way you can drop seven back in coverage and still pressure the quarterback. And I'm not saying that everybody's going to be
able to everybody,
do it.
Here's the secret to defense on the NFL. Create lots of pressure by only rushing four guys. If every team fucking could do that, Platt, it'd be fucking no one would score any goddamn points. It's like, hey, everyone, save your money and you'll be able to retire early. There's your fucking secret.
Oh, you're going to love it when we get to the AFC Central.
I can't believe you haven't pulled out any information for all your contacts in the NFL this week.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe my balls aren't in your mouth right now. You would actually make a better sound than
coming,
the shit you talking right now.
Coming,
like, you going off with my balls in your mouth sounds better than anything that you're possibly going to say or have said on this whole goddamn podcast. Okay?
Just pull again.
All right?
Coming to Skype in 2022, you thought Smell-O-Vision was cool. Now you can actually teabag over Skype.
You laughing. That's like a $1 billion idea if we can figure it out.
It's so, like, you just have, instead of, like, you know, like the CD-ROM comes out of the side, like a ball sack comes out, and you have to put it in your mouth, and the other person can control how it moves.
Now I don't even want my balls in your mouth. I just want to smack you in the face with my balls, like just right across your cheek with my balls. Just, psh, you know what I mean? At this point.
Coming to Skype in 2023. All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Did everybody, Ray, did you talk about the AFC West yet?
I did it. I don't even know I want to talk anymore. Oh my God. Chiefs.
He's like, they were fighting and I got scared and now they're laughing and I don't know what to do.
I'm so confused. I'm so confused. My emotions are, I'm a ball of emotions.
All right, to
Tony and I are basically like Bobby and Whitney. We're super toxic together, but we sincerely love each other.
Oh, So y'all are perpetual that part of the show where they hit that coke dance.
I think we're ready now. I think we're ready for the AFC North. Ben Roethlisberger is back. Odell Beckham Jr. is back. Joe Burrow is back. And can Lamar Jackson take the Ravens back to the Super Bowl? Can he get back to MVP form? Man, you guys, I don't even know who to pick here. I think if I had $5 to put down in Vegas and someone said, you got to bet on somebody to win the AFC North, I'm sorry, Ray. I got to pick the Browns.
Ray, please. Go right ahead.
You expect me to fucking talk after that? What? Look.
Do you want me to go?
No, hell no. Understand this. The Browns are good. The Browns are very good. But this is what I don't understand. People love picking teams that haven't done shit. Respectfully, the Browns haven't done anything.
Yeah, because that was very respectful.
Can I just tell you? You're not wrong. I just want to tell you why. I just want to tell you why I picked the Browns. Okay, before you piss all over the Brown bandwagoners this year for everybody that's picking them to win, I'm going to tell you why I'm picking them, and it's not because why everybody else is.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield is better, was better last year, is better now, and will be better than he was last year. This year, I see that trajectory for Baker Mayfield. Do I see him ever being an MVP or a top three MVP vote getter? No, but I think he improves this year, and I think he throws 30 plus touchdowns while throwing 10 or less interceptions. So that's why I got Cleveland.
And that's a fair assumption. I'm not saying that assumption is wrong at all. But it's just interesting to me that people always like to pick.
It's an assessment.
Yeah, people like to pick what they can project.
I'm not assuming.
Other than
assessing
what they can see. And Baltimore has proven year after year after year, we're there every year.
Right, but did you win a playoff game last year?
Yes, we did.
They did, Tony.
Oh, they did. That's right.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes,
all right, don't act like the AFC North wasn't the best division in football last year.
Easily. Thank you, sir. We did win a playoff game.
Were they in? Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is I have no qualms with people. The Browns are going to be good. The Browns are going to be very good. But I just, if you put both teams next to each other, team to team, and go position by position, the only position that you can say the Browns are better in definitively is receivers. And now I'll give them running backs because everybody in Baltimore got hurt. But other than that, every position, top to bottom,
you're really comparing.
I said
Dobbins
now?
To Chubb.
Like the Browns literally have two of the best 15 running backs in football.
Cool story, bro. Who gets more rushing yards every year? Which team?
No, but you're talking about the past.
Chubb got hurt.
I'm sorry.
Chubb got hurt. Great.
This is gonna
okay,
ugly.
He didn't get hurt every year. He got hurt every year. This is Lamar Jackson's third year as a starter. 2 years he's been starting, we've had one of the top three rushing attacks every year. I'm not saying y'all not good. This is not a diss. There's got to be a number two.
Well, let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. Here would be my argument to you're not saying anything that we don't agree with for the most part, right? But let's look at both teams, right? They both have very, very good defenses, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Both teams can run the ball exceptionally well, correct?
Correct.
The glaring difference is the passing game. So there's three things in football, and we just talked about two of them that are equal, and one of them, the passing game of the Browns, is substantially far better than the Ravens.
I wouldn't even go there, man. That's not fair. I fox with Lamar. That's not fair, man. He was throwing to us last season. Like, that's not, you know, I feel how
okay.
you feel, Tony.
Right,
but
who did they bring in to solve that problem?
Fair.
Who did they bring in to solve that problem?
We drafted the first round pick. We got Sammy Watkins to be a consistent regular receiver.
Okay, well, Hollywood then Brown is healthy again. Sammy Watkins would have to consistently be on the field regularly to be that kind of receiver, though. So I don't really feel like that was a big pickup.
So you're telling me, and I know they got Odell Beckham, and Odell Beckham ain't done nothing, but he's still Odell Beckham. But Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, great. Other than that, who is on that team?
They have Austin Hooper.
And People's Joe.
We have Mark Andrews, who's the third best tight end.
Ray, Ray, you're looking at it through Ravens color. If you're, if you can't, if you can't, if you can't, if you can't,
let me talk.
If you can't see that the Bears that Cleveland's passing game is substantially better than the Baltimore Ravens, you're looking at it through Ravens color glasses to me.
I'm not looking at it through. I'm in your fantasy drafts. Who's the third listed tight end? Tell me.
Okay, so okay, it's not Mark Andrews because he's easily fourth. He's easily fourth. There's nobody in the world that's saying he's better than the top three.
I'm sorry, listeners. My bad. Not third. Fourth.
Okay.
I fucked up.
That's fine. That's fine, but that doesn't constitute a good passing game, Ray.
What I'm responding to a direct question you asked. The direct question you asked me was, what have you done to make your passing game better? Is that not the question you asked?
Right, and I don't agree with I don't think Sammy Watkins is a great addition.
Stop right there. Stop right there so I can respond, because that's what I asked you. In response to asking you that, I mentioned to you that last year, for over 10 games, we missed the, in your opinion, fourth best tight end in football. Okay? Our best receiver was hurt. He's back. And he got a lot to prove. We just drafted a number one receiver in the first round, and we got a consistent top three receiver everywhere he's been in the league. Now, I'm not trying to sit here and tell you that we have the best receiving core in the league. I'm not trying to tell you that. What I am trying to tell you is Lamar Jackson has proven that when he has people he can throw to, he gets touchdowns, he makes plays. Baker Mayfield hasn't shown you that consistently. Has he?
Chris, just go, because this isn't going to go anywhere but in a circle.
I'm going to tell you like this. I think Baltimore makes the playoffs. They're a good team. They're well coached. I still believe in Lamar. I don't like how the national media is shitting on Lamar. They're going to make the playoffs. My biggest question is what Pittsburgh is going to do. I believe in Mike Tomlin. You know, well, Roethlisberger has seemed to be a little spry here in the preseason. Their defense is, you know, always good. And I'm hearing great things about that running back. I'm hearing that running back is a game changer, which is hilarious to me because Pittsburgh, they pull running backs and receivers out their ass like none other. Like they come out, they show out, and then they leave because Pittsburgh doesn't want to pay them, and then they shit the bed once they get their money. And then Pittsburgh comes back and finds some more receivers and running backs. Wash, rinse, and repeat. It's amazing to me.
The thing that Pittsburgh we need to touch on real quick is T.J. Watt is sitting out of team drills. He's like threatening to not play, right? This is a guy who led the league in sacks and tackles for loss last year. He has the most sacks in the last 2 years. He has more sacks than anybody in their first 4 years in the league, I believe. So this guy is basically on a Hall of Fame track. Roethlisberger has come out and said they need to pay the guy. So I just wanted to add that to the Pittsburgh conversation, Platt, before you go ahead now and pick Cleveland.
They'll figure that out. But they're the team that I most can't figure out. Like, in no universe should they be good. But Mike Tomlin. Not only and I fox with Mike Tomlin, and I always ride with Mike Tomlin, even though they're Steelers. But, you know, man, they've been trying to run that man out of town for the last 6 or 7 years. And we all know what it is. I don't even have to state it. It is what it is. And all this man has done, his time and his tenure in Pittsburgh, has been to 2 Super Bowls, 1 y'all won, and has never, and I do mean never, had a losing season in his whole time as a head coach. This Mellon Farmer 2 years ago won 8 games with fucking MAGA Rudolph, and I don't even remember the other dude they had playing quarterback for him, and he still managed to win 8 games. Like, give Mike Tomlin his flowers, please, and thank you, please. All that being said, yeah, this is the Browns division to lose, man. We're a running team. You know, they've got the two of the top 15 running backs in the league. Prayerfully, Odell can come back and be Odell again. Just having him on the field, you have to account for him because he's such a dynamic player. So you got to account for him. We got my man Landry, Rashard Higgins. Y'all will remember him as the guy that dove for the end zone in the Chiefs playoff game, and the ball went out the end zone and it ended up being a touchback for the Chiefs. Super talented guy. Donovan Peoples-Jones, he was a rookie last year, had an excellent rookie season. He's coming back again. We get another year under the Stefanski offense, easy for me to say. Baker Mayfield, I don't necessarily believe in Baker, but at the same point in time, I've seen Jared Goff and Jimmy Garoppolo in the most recent history make Super Bowls, and he's at the very least better than both those melon farmers. And the weakness from last year was the defense. They went out, they got Giovanni, they got Clowney. I ain't even going to be able to speak his name. They got Clowney. They got my man Johnson from the safety from the Rams. Like, they went out and bolstered that defense. They got a little more depth in the secondary in the draft, a little more depth in the secondary in, you know, wide receivers and stuff like that. So they actually went out and tried to shore up their holes in the offseason like a real team. So yeah, I think that the Browns do win this division. The Ravens make the playoffs. The Steelers, I'm on the fence about, but yeah, the Browns win this division, man. And I'm excited about this season. Just keep running it. And Stefanski is great because he doesn't put Baker in a position to fuck shit up. We're going to run the ball, and then he's going to play action, bootleg, and make throws. So they're not going to put him in a position to fuck this shit up. So, yeah, I got the Browns here all day, every day. Y'all already know.
All right, let's go ahead and recap them picks right away here. I think we all have the Bills, correct?
Yes.
Ray has the Colts. Platt and I have the Titans. We all have the Chiefs, and we all like the Chargers. Ray's got the Ravens, obviously, and Platt and I have the Browns. Gentlemen, let's just get – we got two picks to make here before we get out of here today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Don't forget, we're moving to Thursday mornings, not long away from the slot you've listened to us for the past few months or so. Super Bowl. Bills-Packers, baby.
Or Black.
I'm going super homer here, and I don't give a shit. Y'all can all kiss my ass. Not you two specifically, but yes. I'm going super homer here. They've shored up their defense. Going to be a running team first. I think Nick Chubb is going to lead the league in rushing this season. The only reason he didn't last season is because he got hurt. I love Kareem Hunt. He is my favorite Brown right now. He is a Swiss Army knife. Number one, he runs hard as hell. He can block. He can catch. He runs. He's absolutely awesome. I'm going. Obviously, I'm going to be wrong. We're all going to be wrong.
Is this a T-shirt commercial or a Super Bowl pick?
You the one that wanted to podcast with me, and you know how I am, and then get mad when I'm me. Okay, cool. You just mad because I won't allow my nuts to go in your mouth. You still jealous about that. Don't be jealous. It's okay. You're just not my type, sir, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Coming to Skype in 2024.
I'm going Rams-Browns, baby.
Ray, what do you got before he starts talking again?
I'm going Ravens Rams.
Wow, you guys both got the Rams.
I was gonna change my pick to the Bucks because he picked the Rams, but I just can't see them going back to back. As good as they are, I just can't see it. It doesn't happen anymore.
And that's funny because I knew we were gonna talk about this, and I've been going back and forth literally for the past 7 days, and up until today, I had Tampa Bay, but because of what Ray said, it's just so hard to repeat. And eventually that Tom Brady ship's got to fall off the cliff, right?
That's the thought.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Tomorrow night, the opening game for the NFL season, them Dallas Cowboys go to Tampa Bay to face the defending champions. Tampa's favored by 8.5 points. Gentlemen, does Tampa win by 9 points or more? I'm going to say yes. I'll even give you a score. I think we're looking at 31-17 Tampa Bay over Dallas tomorrow night.
I agree. I don't know about that score, but yeah, Dallas is going to be trash at the beginning of the season. They're going to get it together towards the end of the season, but they haven't had no practice. Nobody's of consequence has played any consequential time in the preseason. Dak is going to be good like he is every year, but it's going to take him a couple of games because he hasn't played in over a year. I got the Bucs winning. If I had to give you a game, the spread is 9, right?
Eight and a half.
I'll go 34-24.
Totally agree with everything y'all said, man. Week one is so weird to try to bet because you don't know what the hell's going on. Hell, we never know what's going on with the NFL until about, what, week 10 or 11? And a lot of weird things happen at the beginning and, at the end of these seasons. Frankly, Tunney, 31-17, that sounds about right. But, yeah, I think Tampa covers the spread here and they win the game outright.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can find your boy at Raymond, that's with the E, J period, Cashington Esquire is going to sell you everything in the world. I'm selling crypto. I'm selling bean pies. Whatever you want, baby, come holler at your boy. But you can also follow me at It's Ray Cash, R-A-Y as in Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars.
Robotic Vaginas by Cashington.
Hey, what's up?
Come you laugh, but that's about to be a real market as we get more and more segregated and like isolated, and more dudes don't know how to talk to women. That's gonna be.
I would like a robotic vagina from the Cashington Company, and I would like a robotic vagina Esquire version.
Incel's got a nut too, Tony. Incel's got a nut too. Where can everybody find you, sir?
You can find me at PC Tony, Twitter, and Facebook. Please continue to listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network, all of your favorite streaming platforms, and go to thechairshot.com while using your head.
Yo, last time I checked, Vegas had the Browns 16-1 to win the Super Bowl. I might have to treat this how I treat my crypto investments, i.e., I put $100 on it see what happens.
You're gonna buy
that's my crypto strategy, you know.
You're gonna donate some light bulbs. Is that what you're doing?
I'm just saying.
Is that what you're doing? You're gonna donate some light bulbs?
Where am I gonna donate light bulbs, sir?
Well, you're gonna place a bet in Vegas, so you're basically gonna donate money so they can put new light bulbs.
Keep the lights on.
Yeah.
No, I'm donating towards the oxygen that they pump into the casinos. That's where my donation is going, so people can breathe. I'm a goddamn humanitarian, Tony.
Oh, wow.
But y'all can find me on Twitter at the Real C Plant. I actually started tweeting again. But more importantly, if you appreciate the content we provide day in and day out here at the Chair Shot, make sure we're able to keep providing that content you love day in and day out here at the Chair Shot by going to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot and picking up an official ChairShot t-shirt. I guarantee by perusing ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, you are going to find something that you absolutely love. Go soft style, not in real life. Your woman won't like that. But with t-shirts, soft style is the way to go. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Please and thank you, and please, TheChairShot.com. Remember, we are not just a website. We are movement, folks. And plus, feel free to write down all of our picks so you can laugh at each and every one of us come January when we were all dead wrong. Personally, I'm excited because this Sunday means that we will not go without professional football again until the middle of February 2022. And quite frankly, that makes me hype.
The first weekend in February. The Pro Bowl, doesn't count.
No, the Super Bowl ain't until like the 13th, man. What are you talking about?
Right. There's a bye week and there's the week in between where they don't play.
Whatever. For the Commissioner PC Tutty, for Mr. Raymond James Cashington Esquire. I hope I said that right. I am Mr. Velvet Pies, Christopher Platt. Thank you all for tuning in to the new time of Three Man Weave. We'll see you back here next week. Same Platt time, same Platt channel. Enjoy having football back in your life. Until then, shalom.
DJ Khaled. Hey. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.